Hi, it's me. And normally this is where I would tell you about what's stuck in my head this week, but I'll be honest with you. There's really nothing stuck in my head this week. Honestly, I think I'm just a little bit burnt out, and I don't really have a reason for it. Like, realistically, work hasn't been busy. It's just been a lot of meetings, and it's just been weeks of not being behind, but not getting ahead either. And I think it's starting to kind of wear on me. And I think that's taking up my brain rather than fun things, which is a little bit unfortunate. I think I liked it better the old way. So I did take some time off. I booked vacation time for December, which I know seems really far away, but I have this really bad habit of not taking vacation time. I don't know why. I get mad at my team if they don't take vacation time, and then I do not extend the same grace to myself. So I took 2 days off in December, and I know that doesn't seem like much, but just let me have it, okay? It's a lot for me. And I'm kind of contemplating going away to the tiny cabin I like to rent. But I'm a little bit worried because I've never gone in winter before, so there's a few things that could go wrong, like it being so cold. And my car won't start, and the battery's dead, and I'm in a place that has absolutely no cell signal, and I'm stranded there. Or, what if I can't figure out the wood stove, and I feel like I'm just so cold overnight, and it just ends up being a miserable trip? I honestly just lack survival skills, which is so embarrassing, but I really do. It's so funny, because people often ask me when they find out I'm a vegetarian, what I would do if I was on deserted islands, if I would eat meat. And realistically, it's not even a concern of mine because I wouldn't. It's not starving to death that would concern me. I would do something stupid and I would die first. Like, I would Oregon Trail myself and drink dirty water and die of dysentery. And oh my god, I'm here inviting you in for a nice ramble fab, and this is what I'm talking about. It's just Oregon Trailing myself. But I think you get the point. My survival skills are a little bit lackluster, so I'm a bit iffy on renting this cabin just because I'm not entirely convinced I can work the wood stove, which sounds so stupid because it really should be basic, but nothing would surprise me at this point. But I like the idea of going out there because there is a meteor shower that I like seeing. Take time off for it every single year. And it would be really nice to do it far out of the city with no one else around, no lights, and ideally just a very clear night and just hours of watching meteors. But I'll admit that maybe I'm just not the best at spending time by myself, so I do think it would just be no more nicer just to have someone with me. And maybe then, honestly, you could work out the wood stove and I don't have to worry about it. But I think I like the idea of curling up on the little deck of the cabin, sitting in the plastic patio chairs, wearing 17 layers because it gets real fucking cold up here, and just watching the stars, holding hot drinks. And I wish that we could stay out there for hours and hours, but realistically, it's gonna be cold. And at some point, we're gonna have to go inside to warm up because hot drinks can really only do so much, and layers, honestly, can only do so much at some point. Plus, you kind of want freezing temperatures because then it's too cold for clouds, and that is exactly what you want to watch the shooting stars. I have this image of them going inside to warm up, and you would get the wood stove going so the cabin can start to warm up because I'm always freezing and this scenario would definitely be so cold. And then I kind of like the idea of us helping each other out and removing our 17 layers. And I think it would be kind of fun to just unzip each other and go through the jackets, the hoodie, the shirts, the muscle shirt underneath, tank top for me, the snow pants, the pants, so many layers. And I like this idea of just stolen kisses in between. And there's kind of some sort of fun with multiple layers. where it's kind of in your way, but you can't help but giggle your way through it because it's just such a ridiculous situation. But it also kind of just builds up that frustration of, I kind of just want you naked, and there's so many clothes in the way. And then once we finally get to the last layer, I do like the idea of just being pushed up against the cabin door. You slipping my tank top off over my head and pulling my panties down while I pull down your boxers. And realistically, I know that there's a giant window and anybody could see in, but this cabin is so isolated that I'm not worried about it whatsoever. I don't think anyone's gonna see us, and honestly, I don't think I care either. And I just want to be pinned up against the wall, against the door, and just kiss and have your hands run down my body, tracing my tattoos as you go. I have two little ones kind of just underneath my boobs, and I do kind of like it when you run your thumbs over them. Sometimes I kind of forget that they're there, and I like the reminder. And I am more than happy to run my hands down your chest, down your ribs, and lightly trace your skin with my nails. And then I get to your thighs and continue my way down before wrapping my fingers around your cock and feeling you harden in my hand as I stroke you. Running my thumb over your tip. Meanwhile, your fingers have continued going their way down and slipping inside of me. And that's definitely one way to warm up. I kind of just want to take my time with stroking you and just have you make a mess out of my hand while I grind down on your hand. Try not to get distracted. And at some point, you can take your fingers out and rub your thumb across my lip. I can't help but take it into my mouth quickly. Before you rest your hand on my shoulder, and I know what you want. And as I sink to my knees, I kiss my way down, my teeth slightly scraping against your hip bone, against the inside of your thighs, my hand still stroking you as I wrap my lips around your head. Just want to curl my tongue around the head of your cock and wrap my lips around the head as my hands stroke you still. Oh, fuck, I just know that you would taste good. And I very much just want to enjoy it. And I like the idea of your hand moving to my neck, to my jawline, and then holding my hair back for me. And you're not aggressive about it, but you can't help but begin to thrust slightly. And I'm certainly not mad about it either. I do very much love the feeling of your hand at the back of my head. And you're not rough, but you do have a slight pressure on it. And I do kind of love that. It's getting really hard to focus. I think it's because I didn't get to have hands in my hair in the last audio, and now I very much just want to make up for it. Oh, and I do like seeing just how deep I can take you in my mouth. And I like the idea of you just, like I said, thrusting. So you're at the back of my throat. But like always, at some point I want more. Don't get me wrong, this is fun. And it's not that I don't enjoy having you in my mouth and tasting you. But I can't help it. I always just want more. So you help me back up to my feet and you bring me to the lower bed of the loft, bunk beds, and you bend me over. And your hand is still wrapped in my hair, pulling it slightly. So my back is bent downwards. And you take your cock and you tease me just a little bit, which you know, I hate. I definitely prefer to do the teasing, but sometimes I don't mind if you tease me. But it does drive me a little bit crazy. Oh, fuck. Then finally, you stop teasing me and sink your way into me fully. And you finally give me what I want. Fuck, you feel good inside me. I knew you would. But it's nice to be reminded. Fuck. I think I'll admit, I don't think I'm gonna last very long. And I think I would just really love to come on your cock. And have you come with me? God. Okay, yeah, I think I do want that vacation after all. This sounds like a nice way to not be burnt out. So maybe I will go ahead and book that tiny cabin.